And with Candy Stroud, Donny Osmond, and Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa, I realize you've spent a good deal of your professional life enjoying outraging people. That's all right. There's a useful role for it. You've done it in a very entertaining way, and you're a very intelligent man. Is there any way, however, by which you can come a step or two in Candy Stroud's direction without feeling that you've lost all your credentials?
No, it's not a matter of credentials. It's a matter of sanity, because what they're proposing is so pitifully... Well, it's dangerous, besides being pitiful. What is
dangerous about a packaging label? What's dangerous about having...
No, it's the tactics that you're using. Look, first of all, the first time I debated you, they chopped the debate up, and I'm glad to be able to do it without editing, all right? Now, I want to say one thing to anybody who wants to know what they're really doing here. This is supposed to go to a fact-finding committee in Congress on Thursday, right? The chairman of the committee has a wife on the PMRC. There's two senators on the committee that have wives in the PMRC. I called the PMRC office today to ask the question, who else belongs to the PMRC? And you know what the answer was? We don't have any members. We only have founders. And then I said, I have your fundraising letter. You're a tax-deductible organization. When they gave you your tax-free number, what kind of an organization was it? Is it a cult? What do you got here? What is going on?
You know, I'd just like to comment at this point that one of the founding members of the group is Tipper Gore, the wife of Senator Albert Gore, who happens to be the co-sponsor of the legislation for anti-piracy laws for the music industry. Senator Gore is on the side of the music industry, okay? So, I mean, I don't think that there's any kind of...
I don't speak for the music industry. I am a parent who is concerned about his children and the First Amendment. The music industry has sold out the singers, the songwriters, and the retailers by bending over for you guys and voluntarily putting on any kind of a
sticker. Okay, let me just say something about that, Ted and Frank.
And incidentally, Donnie, if you want to get in on this, you've got to push hard.